On a gray, overcast day, 40 goats and a few sheep await a green, tasty snack. Mitch Gardner lays a Christmas tree on its side at his farm in White Heath.
They'll come in herds, you know, just come running from across the pasture and surround it, and then they'll all, you know, pick on each other over it. And
Gardner runs Goats on the Go, Champaign-Urbana. During the summer, he rents the herd out to chomp down on pine, cedar, and honeysuckle. But during the winter, the goats gorge on the pine needles from fresh-cut trees.
This is a good way for them to get some live vegetation.
This is the first year Gardner has accepted trees from strangers. Tinsel, lights, and metal hooks that hold ornaments must be removed from donated trees. For nutritional reasons, the goats only consume one a day. And when they're finished?
Like probably the saddest Charlie Brown tree you've seen. There's really nothing left of them.
Donating trees to goat farms is gaining traction from Nevada to New England. I'm Reginald Hardwick reporting.